In the early 20th century, Vienna again turned the world of music on its head. That is from Arnold Schoenberg and his pupils. One speaks here of the Second Vienna School, in contrast to the first, which applied music theory in the 18th century. Opponents attach the label atonal music to Schoenberg's compositional style, but it's more correct to speak of 12-tone music. Every octave consists of 12 semitone steps, of which in conventional music only 8 are used in every key, whereas the 4 left over, which strike the ear as dissonant, are only very specifically and exceptionally made use of. With Schoenberg, on the other hand, from 1907 onwards, all 12 tones become equally valid, which means that dissonances are explicitly unavoidable. From 1920, Schoenberg developed the new style into a strict compositional technique. Every piece of music, also a complete opera, was based on a single series of 12 notes, a single sequence of the 12 available tones, which, according to mathematical rules, can be extended to 48 possible combinations. In the card index box hanging on the right in front of the exit, Schoenberg noted down these combinations for his opera Moses and Aaron. Alban Berg was from an upper-middle-class family and came into the world in Vienna in 1885. From the age of 15, he suffered from asthma and remained ill and weak for the whole of his life until his death at the age of 50. After his school matriculation, he had to become a civil servant, much to his great sorrow. But after only 2 years, an inheritance freed him from this burden, and for the rest of his life, he had no need of a job to bring home the bread. Composition was his ruling passion from early on, and he took lessons from Arnold Schoenberg. He also composed 12-tone music, although not following such strict rules as Schoenberg himself. For example, in his violin concerto, he included treatments of a chorale by Johann Sebastian Bach and a Corinthian folk song. This violin concerto is among his most performed works, alongside his opera, Wozzeck, and the uncompleted opera, Lulu.
Arnold Schoenberg initiated a revolution in European music. Although he himself had never properly studied music, his economic situation had not allowed it. He was born in Vienna in 1874 into a poor family. On the one hand, he was self-taught, and on the other hand, he learnt from his friend Alexander von Semlinsky, the important conductor and composer. Poverty accompanied him throughout his life, since he was never able to celebrate really great successes with his works. To keep his head above water, he worked as a teacher of composition, as choral conductor, and for a time also as a portrait painter. In later years, he was professor of composition in Berlin and the USA. He went to America to flee from National Socialism, and 35 years after renouncing Judaism, he became a Jewish believer again as a result of the persecution.
Schoenberg's most important pupil alongside Alban Berg was the Viennese Anton von Webern. Right from the beginning, he had decided on a life as a conductor and composer. He conducted for a large part of his life with some success in small opera houses, on Austrian radio, and in the Vienna Workers' Movement, for which he led the workers' symphony concerts and a choir. As a composer, Webern was very minimalistic and a strict adherer to the 12-tone principle, sometimes even stricter than the 12-tone principle. There are also works of his based on 3 of 4-tone series. The National Socialists threw him out of radio and he fell into permanent financial difficulties. In 1945, following the liberation from the Nazis, Webern was shot by mistake during a house search by an American soldier.